College English Test, Band 4, Part 2, Listening Comprehension, Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear three news reports. At the end of each news report, you will hear two or three questions. Both the news report and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
News Report 1. A New Jersey black bear that walks upright on its two back legs and has become a social media darling has re-emerged and has been captured on video months after its last sighting. The bear, named Pedals, was spotted in the town of Oak Ridge. In a video posted to Facebook featuring the bear, it appeared to be in relatively good health and was moving quickly. Pedals apparently has an injured leg or paw that doesn't allow it to walk comfortably on all fours, according to experts. Lawrence Hajner, spokesman for the State Department of Environmental Protection, said, "Officials expect the bear to make it through next winter." The bear first gained fame after it was spotted wandering around neighbourhoods and was caught on videos that were posted on social media and shown on national television. Last year, supporters pushed for Pedals to be moved to a shelter, but New Jersey officials have said they won't allow the bear to be captured and transferred to the facility. The bear would do better in its natural habitat and the agency would step in if its condition deteriorated, they said.
Questions 1 and 2 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 1. What is the probable reason the bear walks upright on its back legs? Question 2. How is the bear first known to the public? News Report 2. It's not your imagination. Traffic in the U.S. is actually getting worse. Americans drove more miles last year than any other year on record. The U.S. Department of Transportation says Americans drove nearly 3,150 billion miles last year. That's about the same distance as 337 round trips from Earth to Pluto. The previous record was 3,003 billion miles in 2007, before the economic recession and high gas prices. The traffic increase comes at the same time as gas prices drop significantly. The current average gas price in the U.S. is $1.71 per gallon. A year ago, it was $2.31 per gallon and was often much higher in recent years. A transportation expert told the reporter that job growth likely plays a part as well, along with some people driving longer distances to and from work. And so, all this means more traffic jams on the road. The Texas A&M Travel Institute found that rush hour travelers spent an extra 42 hours on the road last year because of travel delays. Now, that is depressing.
Questions 3 and 4 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 3. What new record did American drivers set last year? Question 4. What is depressing, according to the speaker? News Report 3. A 16-year-old asked a stranger at a grocery store to buy him and his mother some food in exchange for carrying the man's groceries to his car. What happened next will pull at your heartstrings. a wonderful bond formed between the two, and within a couple of weeks, the stranger, named White, helped raise $190,000 on a website to support the Memphis teenager and his disabled mother. "When Chauncey approached me, it just pulled at my heart," White said. "Here comes Chauncey, just trying to get food for him and his mom off the grace of other people. When I looked at him and saw what he was doing and what he was asking for, I said he was my hero. Chauncey is a top student who is doing his best to make it in a world with no money and very few resources," White explained on the crowdfunding site. "He wants to work and help his mother financially. It's so rare that we get an opportunity to affect so much change on one life," White wrote. "I cannot thank you enough for caring about Chauncey. This is his big chance, and you're making it possible."
Questions 5 to 7 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 5. What did the teenager Chauncey do at the grocery store to get some food? Question 6. What did the stranger do for Chauncey? Question 7. What do we learn about Chauncey?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear two long conversations. At the end of each conversation, you will hear four questions. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the centre. Conversation 1.
That was my last economics lecture of the week, and here's the weekend again.
What are you up to tonight? I was just wondering if we could try out the new restaurant on Charles Street, then go on to Queen Victoria for a drink.
Sorry, I'm heading home this weekend for my brother's 18th birthday.
Oh, that's great.
All my relatives are going to be there, as well as my brother's horrible friends, of course. Listen, why don't you come along? Mum would be absolutely delighted to see you again. She's always asking after you.
Yes, I'd love to see her too.
So, please, do come. It'll be great. And besides, with Jonathan's wild gang to contend with, I'd really welcome an ally.
That sounds tempting, but I won't be ready till 5, as I've got my statistics seminar now. What time are you heading off?
Well, I was going to leave right away. However, I can hang around for you if you like. It just means that I'll need to change my ticket.
But would that be too much trouble for you?
No, not at all. I'll go to the station first and see if I can get tickets for us on the 6:30 train. Then you can join me there. I'll text you when it's done.
Brilliant. Are you absolutely positive it's okay? I wouldn't want to impose.
Don't worry. You're most welcome to join our party. And, as I always say, the more the merrier.
Look, I'd better go or I'll be late. So I'll meet you down at the station around 6.
Fine. See you later.
Questions 8 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 8. What has the man just done? Question 9. What is the man going to do this weekend? Question 10. What does the man ask the woman to do? Question 11. How will they go to the man's home? Conversation 2.
Hi, Jane. How's everything going?
So far, so good. I've just finished my last exam.
Good. The term is coming to an end. Do you think we should take a holiday overseas to relax and have fun? I've saved my tips for my waiter job these past few months, and I should have enough by July.
Yes, that's a wonderful idea. I've got a little put aside for a rainy day, but I might need to earn a little more before we go. By the way, what's it like working in a restaurant?
Well, it's really tough, as working a 10-hour shift is like hell. I'm not sure it'll suit you, but it's pretty cool if your boss is all right. Do you think we should invite some others to come along?
Yes, we could ask Tom and Tracy if they're interested. I haven't been abroad for a long while, and it would be great to go somewhere by the sea. I can't wait. And if Tom goes, we could go sailing. He has a lot of experience with boats, and it'll work out a lot cheaper to hire one if there's more of us to share the cost.
So, that's a plan. We'll save as much as we can and go sailing next July. Let's say Spain, but anywhere cheap will be fine.
Okay, but first we'd better contact Tom and Tracy and see if they are up for it. If not, it'll be back to the drawing board.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. What does the man think of doing? Question 13. What has the man been doing for the past few months? Question 14. What does the woman say she needs to do before departure? Question 15. Why does the woman want to invite Tom?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear three passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear three or four questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices, marked A, B, C, and D. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the centre.
Passage 1. Most people know Marie Curie was the first woman to win the Nobel Prize and the first person to win it twice. However, few people know that she was also the mother of a Nobel Prize winner. Irene Curie was born on September 12, 1897. At the age of 10, Irene's talents and interest in mathematics were apparent. Irene entered Sorbonne University in October 1914 to prepare for a degree in mathematics and physics. When World War I began, she left Sorbonne University to help her mother, who was using X-ray facilities to help save the lives of wounded soldiers. Irene continued this work by developing X-ray facilities for military hospitals in France and Belgium. After the war, She received a military medal for her work. In 1918, Irene became her mother's assistant at the Curie Institute. In December 1924, Frederick Joliot visited the institute, where he met Marie Curie. Frederick became one of her assistants, and Irene taught him the techniques required to work with radioactivity. Irene and Frederick soon fell in love and got married on October 29, 1926. Their daughter was born in 1927 and their son in 1932. Like her mother, Irene combined family with career. Like her mother, Irene was awarded a Nobel Prize along with her husband, Frederick, in 1935 for producing new radioactive elements. Unfortunately, also like her mother, she developed blood cancer because of her exposure to radiation. Irene Joliot-Curie died on March 17th, 1956.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. What does the speaker say about Marie Curie's daughter? Question 17. For what was Irene Curie awarded a military medal? Question 18. In what way were Marie and Irene similar? Passage 2. Have you ever heard of the Vikings? They were sea travellers from Norway. More than 1,000 years ago, they made 3 important geographical discoveries. The Vikings' first major discovery occurred in the 9th century. A man called Nadod was on his way from Norway to the Faroe Islands, north of England, when his ship was caught in a storm. The storm blew the ship west for several days. When the weather cleared, Nadod found himself on the coast of a new land. Later, Viking travellers named it Iceland. In 982, a Viking called Eric the Red sailed west in search of new land. 500 miles west of Iceland, he and his men reached an icy, rocky mass of land. They sailed around it until they reached the western side. Here they found some green areas, so they named the island Greenland. Then, in 1001, the Vikings made their most important discovery. The son of Eric the Red, named Leif Erikson, had heard rumours about land west of Greenland. He sailed west and soon found it. He and his men landed in 3 places. They called the first one Helluland, which means land of flat stones. The Vikings then sailed south and made their second landing. They named this place Markland. Their third landing was at a place they called Vinland. Leif Erikson and his men were the first Europeans to walk on the shores of North America, almost 500 years earlier than Columbus.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. What do we learn about the Vikings? Question 20. What does the passage say about Greenland? Question 21. What does the speaker mainly talk about? Passage 3. Where do you think you'll be in 10 years? It's difficult to know exactly where you'll be and what you'll be doing, but everyone dreams about the future. You might imagine the job you'll get when you finish school. You may daydream about meeting your life partner or living in a big house by the sea. In my dreams, I would have twins, a boy and a girl. We would live in a large two-story house with floors and a staircase made of wood. Now, at the age of 46, I look back on those dreams and smile. Things haven't turned out exactly as I imagined, but I wouldn't change what I have now for that imaginary world. In college, I studied international business and planned to enter law school. In my third year of university, I realized that I didn't want to become a lawyer. Instead, I chose to become a language teacher. I did get married, but had more than two children. We had five. Do I live in the dream house with wooden floors? No, I don't, but I love my home, and I wouldn't want to live in any other place. I believe that as a young person, it's important to dream and make plans. However, it's also important to realize that not all of your plans will turn out exactly as you wish. One of the biggest lessons I've learned in life is this: be happy with what you have.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 22. What does the speaker think everyone tends to do? Question 23. What does the speaker say he would refuse to do? Question 24. What did the speaker major in during the first 2 years of college? Question 25. What is one of the biggest lessons the speaker has learned in life?
This is the end of listening comprehension.